Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks Golf Club. Thank you to Mike Quick for stopping by, Mickey Morandini for stopping by, the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter for stopping by. I am in full things aren't where they're supposed to be, live remote stress spike, full on.
Handling it well?
Yeah.
Ah. No, you're handling it fine.
I'm handling it fine.
Yes.
Could be
worse. Yes.
You've known what worse looks like, and this is not worse.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you have real concerns about the Phillies after this weekend, or was it just a bad series? Have you looked at the results yet?
I have not.
Do you want to guess? Just a bad series or real concerns?
I think real concerns, 60%.
Just a bad series, 53%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So close to 50. I think there's some real concerns. I mean, the bullpen's real. I mean, the bullpen's going to be real.
Well, the bullpen, it's amazing how thin the bullpen looks when one of those guys, when either the starter isn't all on or one of those guys doesn't do his job.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, and that's how they got screwed in the Lizardo game. Like, I know people... So it was so interesting hearing the debate about it. I didn't watch it live because I was up in Reading, but he about leaving him out there and it jacking up his ERA and basically took him out of Cy Young.
It's pretty tough. His ERA is now over 3.5,
and that could affect arbitration and could affect all that stuff. And I hear the argument to get him out of there and save him, but at the same time, I don't know what you want them to do. Like I think that's why the Able thing happened, because it forced their hand to make sure that they have a long man, so that if some of these guys aren't pitching the way that they have all this entire year, that they have someone they can go to. But the Lazardo's had to wear it because they can't just pitch Joe Ross for four innings.
No.
So
are you, from a Jackie baseball perspective, Strom? So like his velocity is a little bit down this year. Do you, when you watch him, do you see that pitcher from last year in there?
No. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's still going to get there. I think he might be dealing with dead arm or something, because the fastball doesn't look the same.
Okay.
Like it doesn't have the same. It's not as deceptive, I guess. Like it looks much more hittable than it did last year. I didn't expect him to pitch to a 1-something ERA like he did last year.
It's like 4 now.
But it's jumped up quickly too, because he was at 2-something in the Oakland game. And obviously, that didn't go well.
I think it's his last 6 outings have not been good.
Yeah. His stuff just looked really flat tonight. So
215-592-9494. Joe in Williamstown, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
What's up, Joe?
So I want to say I'm not too worried about this. I'm really not. I'll try to be the positive guy here. I think the key to baseball is getting hot at the right time, and we're getting cold at the right time.
That's right.
And getting hot at the right time is in October. And, you know, we did it 3 years ago. We saw the D-backs do it to us. Hey, it's just getting lucky, I think. Well, it's not necessarily lucky. It's just getting your bats going at the same time and having your rotation being strong. And I think we have a good lineup, and I think we have a good rotation. So I'm not too worried there. The only cause for concern to me is getting some bullpen arms.
Yeah, well, and it feels like they, depending on – oh, man, freaking fun. Depending on what Taiwan ends up being,
what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me is that they're lying when they are saying they expect him to be a high leverage one inning guy. I have more faith for Joe Ross being a one inning guy than Taiwan being a one inning guy and letting Taiwan be the 3-inning guy. It just, with the Alvarado thing happening, and if Strom doesn't get it together, they are 2 or 3 arms away instead of being 1 solid arm away. And Jack, I remember when we started this year, you thought the bullpen was an arm short.
Yeah.
I think the tough thing for them is going to be if the bullpen is 2.5 or 3 arms short.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the bullpen not looking good. It wasn't even the bad start from Lizardo. To me, the thing that frustrates me the most about the Phillies is the when they look like the bad news bears. Is Trey booting that ball, Castellanos, you know, having a ball hit his glove that he should have caught, Weston Wilson not looking like he knows how to play the outfield.
Probably doesn't know how to play the outfield.
Yeah, probably doesn't. then Lizardo throwing the ball away, and then the ridiculous fight about the balk. Like, to me, the thing that worried me a little, and I want to be clear, I'm not sounding the alarm, I still think they're a playoff team, all that, was that kind of Phillies team. And the thing that I thought hurt them last year was actually not specifically a talent issue. It was a
cockiness.
Yeah, they were not willing to acknowledge that something was wrong. And they think, one second, Joe. Well, they think they're a little bit better than they are. And I went back, there was a, Kyle Schwarber did an interview with the morning show in Clearwater this year. And he said, like, he's been on a lot of great teams. This is one of the best teams he's ever been on. And I just think to myself, like, well, they're good, but I think you guys think you're a little bit better than you actually are. And I think that hurts them, because I don't think they have the wiggle room to just sort of, like, out-talent everybody. No. That's my worry.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of an expectation that they can kind of just cruise to the playoffs, which they probably could. But you want to be at your sharpest rolling into October, and by kind of just being like lollygagging throughout the year doesn't get you in that mindset and doesn't get your bats hot and doesn't get you, you know, touching the highest velocity you can, throwing the ball, and just cruising through the year is not going to get you anywhere. I mean, I think that's what the Braves did the prior 2 years when we took care of them in the divisional series. I think they kind of just had this expectation that they could plow through everybody and it bites you in the butt pretty quickly.
Yeah. For next question today, what's a place you've always wanted to visit?
I'd say Milan in Italy would be pretty cool. I've been to Rome, but Milan looks really cool to me. The Winter Olympics are there this year.
Oh, nice.
And there's a lot. There seems like a lot to do there. The food's great from what I hear. I think that'd be a pretty neat place to go.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. You ever been to Italy?
So I went when I was 8.
Okay.
I lost my Backstreet Boys CD.
Which one?
The
self-titled,
the big one.
Well, they have three big ones.
Is it Millennium?
Millennium. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The one with "I Want It That Way."
Yeah, that's
Millennium.
No, okay. I was in a big. Again, for those that are, I know, I could just see the Twitter machine firing up.
Yeah.
I was 8. I was a big Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys guy.
I've seen the Backstreet Boys 10 times.
That's too much. And you're a Disney adult?
I'm not a Disney adult.
Wow. So no, but Italy. when I was eight. We went to we skied over there.
Okay.
So I was skiing over there, which was insane. But I did do the place where it's all underwater.
Venice.
Yeah. Yep. Almost at the Vatican.
Yep.
Not that one.
Not the Vatican. But that is in Italy.
It is in Italy.
Yeah, but yep. It's not the same thing as Venice.
Isn't it technically its own country?
Yes, I guess. I guess it's technically its own country, but it's in Italy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we figured that out.
Venice. So I went to Italy, probably worst trip of my life.
Really?
Yeah. I was living in Chicago, and I went with the girl I was dating and another couple.
This is the one that you didn't, that, yeah, it's like I ended up really hating each other, right?
No, we didn't hate each other. But, you know, I would say we make the plans to go to Italy, and the trip was actually further away than we had actually been dating in that time. And I would say we didn't break up specifically because we had the trip to Italy planned. And the first night in Italy, we broke up in Italy and in the hotel room. And Jack, you know me well enough to know, like, can see this. I tell her, I'm going to the airport. I'm flying back to America right now. I'm leaving.
Uh-huh.
And we at least come to an agreement where I will not leave Italy and go sleep in the airport waiting to go back to America. But it was, I will show you pictures. It was one of the worst trips of my life. We found a bar in, I don't think it was Rome. We found a bar in Florence.
Okay.
And it was like an American bar. So they were serving beer and the other. I got so drunk and was so hungover the next day, I threw my back out throwing up.
Jeez. You throw your back out a lot. It seems like you got back issues.
I do have back issues.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was not a good trip. And so I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Really.
My only other. I actually, it wasn't my favorite trip that we took because I spilled my mom's friend's beer on her. I think
in Italy.
In Italy,
okay.
She like freaked out at me, and I don't know if you know this about me. I don't handle being yelled at very well.
No,
couldn't get over it the entire trip.
Were you crying?
No, I was just like,
you might have cried.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you. But I hope that this weekend, back to the Phillies.
Yeah, back to the Phillies.
Like, my hope is that was a humbling weekend. Because I agree with you. I hate when they play like that. I hate when they come out. They don't look locked in. They look checked out. And hopefully that was one of those things where it's a bit of a wake-up call.
Because my thing is like Alec Bohm, Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, none of you guys are good enough in the field to just be like, hey, I'm just going to – you have to concentrate on every ball that is hit to you. Those three guys are not good enough to just sort of be out there. You know what I mean? Like, they're not naturally good enough fielders to do that.
Well, and by the way, speaking of Bohm, like, every time there's increased – you ask him to do a little bit more offensively. Like, go bat third or fourth.
No.
Craters.
That's how he's got to hit seven.
He was right back into the ripping the baseball onto the ground this weekend.
Got to hit seven.
I mean, just like, when Bryce is back, get Bohm back down to the seven.
Yeah. Seven.
Let him eat down there.
Yeah, let him hit 286 at seventh. And
Castellanos doesn't care where he bats. Just bat him fifth.
Well, Castellanos cares a little bit.
But I don't think I don't think he cares from a expectations or pressure thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, I think Bohm, when he gets back to the top of the line, is like, I need it. Like, he gets tight. Don't want that.
You know what he doesn't think he needs to do? Hit home runs. 215-592-9494. Yeah, and three of them are in Colorado, Sacramento, and Tampa.
And one was, I mean, the one on Saturday was garbage time.
Right.
They did save the run differential a little bit, though.
James in Pottstown, you're on WIP. What's up, James?
Spike, Zach, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, James?
First time calling you guys. I just wanted to let you know I love the show. I'm becoming a bit of a bitsman myself. Really.
There you go. Thank you, James.
We're all bitsmen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So first things first. I mean, I had a question for Jack.
Okay.
I don't want to jump the gun and say what we should do with Trey Turner, but I just like watching that kind of defense day in and day out. What would you do with the guy? Do you just leave him there and hope is that offensive output, turns around and is enough?
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you leave him there for this year. You see how the rest of the year plays out. And I hear you. He's definitely – I mean, he's not a good defensive story. I'm not trying to say that he is. What was kind of a shame about that is that was his first error in a month. You know, I think he'd actually started to play a little bit better defensively. But he's not the long-term answer at shortstop. You know, hopefully that's Aiden Miller, and he can handle that spot. I think he's ultimately destined to be in left field. I think he's going to end up being a left fielder where – you know, I don't know if his arm totally plays, and obviously you would like more power out of that spot. I think so far this year, though, I do think his offense has helped counterbalance his defense. We haven't heard a lot of this guy's a bum, we got to get rid of him, what a bad contract, because he has been pretty much performing offensively.
Yeah, I've liked his offense. It's been good.
Yeah, I think they're going to leave him there for this year. And I think this year is kind of like the ultimatum with Trey. Like, all right, if it doesn't get better this year, we're going to have to make different plans. So it'll at least be this year that we get to deal with it. Yeah.
By the way, Kepler's a good left fielder.
He is a good left fielder.
Yeah.
If he was out there in the Weston Wilson inning, maybe that goes a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought I could have got that one.
Yeah. It wasn't great. It made me want Otto Kemp up here.
A lot of trouble tracking fly balls in the outfield this year.
Yeah.
Rojas has had a few.
Marsh is awful at it.
Yep, Marsh is bad at it. Yep. And Castellanos has had two or three of them.
Well, he's just so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like it takes an hour for him to get to a ball in the corner.
Was that it, James, or do you have something else? Because you had something else up on the screen here.
I was just a throwaway shot at you, Spike.
We love that.
Forget
about that.
Throw a bead in the ringless category.
Okay.
He isn't. He is ringless. No,
you were talking about Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper and how Harper doesn't have a ring. Well, let's just throw a bead in there just to, bring him back down.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's fine. But we were talking about, well, whatever. You're being nice, so I'm just going to let it go anyway. What was it for next question, Dave? What's a place you always wanted to visit?
I've always wanted to visit the Amazon rainforest. And your Italy trip story really scared me because I'm going there for my honeymoon, so I don't need you putting that evil on me.
Well, this was long before. My honeymoon was fine. So that was, with my wife, it ended up working out. I actually think, thank you for the call, James. I think a vacation, a trip, is a good test of a relationship.
Sure.
It's the first real test of a relationship. I think it's an even bigger test than living with somebody. Because when you live with somebody, you're at work for 8 hours a day, you're sleeping for another 8 hours, you can go in different rooms, whatever. You're on vacation, you're together.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with each other.
Yeah.
And if you can survive a vacation together, I think that's a good sign for your relationship.
I would also, a bit of an off-the-wall answer, but yeah, you got to, like, so canoeing or, like, in a boat together. So Jill and I, when we first started dating, I forget there's one where you got to be in lockstep.
Okay.
I think it's rowing. It might be rowing.
You guys were on a crew?
No, we weren't even. Is it kayak? Kayak. Yeah, okay. We were kayaking. Two-person kayak.
Okay. All right.
And, you got to do things kind of in rhythm.
I was going to say, were you guys, doing the Dadville Regatta? Did you guys wind up on a crew team or something?
Yeah, no.
You had a kayak.
Yeah, kayak, canoe, whatever. You gotta be in. No, it was a canoe because, you're on one side of the boat, the other one's on the other side of the boat, and you got to keep it. Concern, right. I promise I'm going to land this plane.
Okay.
This is why I don't talk too much.
Okay.
This is why I try to keep it down.
Yep.
But, I mean, we just, I thought she was totally wrong the entire time. She thought I was wrong the entire time. This is like when we were a freshman or sophomore in high school. That was a good early test of.
Yeah.
And it hasn't really changed.
Were you wrong or was she wrong?
I think I was totally right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you were?
No, of course. I knew how to canoe. She was a liability the entire time.
215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Ike Free Day, man.
No one says that, actually.
Yeah, no. Nope. Yeah. Just you. Yep.
Everyone disagrees.
Yep.
I don't know, guys. Listen, we got to celebrate the fact that we could be honest about our quarterback and you don't get yelled at by your coworker there.
Oh, yeah. Right? I would say generally plays fair with the Jalen stuff. He could make life a lot more difficult on me than he does, I would say. He has a couple of times.
Well, on Friday he forced me into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think he enjoys?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He's like a lion, and they throw a piece of meat into the cage.
Yeah.
That's what he does with us, with Jalen.
Cornering.
Watch us weasel our way out of it.
Yeah.
While you're on the subject of lions, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a fight, and I use the word lion very sarcastically, so who do you think would win in a fight between Stewardess Jim, the closet Eagles fan, or Jolly?
Oh, Jolly.
Well, Jolly, when he gets intense, if you just tell him Daryl Morey, I think he'd kill a man.
That's a weird fight. Is there any reason you're imagining them fighting?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, anyway,
get on the fills. Yeah.
Let's get on the fills here. Easy. Pause. Guys, the Phillies are going to be fine. It's June 2nd. I mean, we just won the Super Bowl. But here's the thing that I really want to see. Do you think Dave, and somebody brought this up, Dave goes out and trades for either shortstop or third baseman? Because the reality is we need a bat. And other than getting one out in the outfield, I kind of don't see them making any moves offensively. Like, we know he's going to address the bullpen, but I just don't see him bringing any offensive support or defensive support, and that kind of frightens me. Like, so I guess we come to the question, if we're not going to make a move in the infield, Jack, the question that you're asked a million and one times, who I know you just saw, your man crush, is Aiden going to come up this year? Because that's our only hope.
So unless he gets hot, I don't think he's coming up this year. I mean, he's starting to slowly heat up in Double A, but I think that's more maybe next year. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this year. But I mean, you say all that. There was a first baseman in town this weekend. If they wanted to do it, there's a first baseman in town. Reese was in town. He would help the lineup.
Why is it that Bryce, who's playing a phenomenal defensive first base, needs to move from his position, but yet our fragile egoed shortstop cannot be moved from his position?
Well, we don't know if he's fragile and egoed with that.
Wow.
And
otherwise it would have been done.
And Bryce has said that he would move. I mean, I don't know,
but why hasn't Trey said, I will move, I'm terrible at shortstop?
Because
for the better of my team, but specifically, he's actually pushed back when questioned about it and said he's a shortstop.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Here's why I think it's touchier. I think it's touchier because one guy would be going to the outfield for the rest of his career, and the other guy would be back at first base next year. And I think, like, Bryce has a certain standing with this team and a certain standing within the league that allows him to do things that are not a threat to his ego, whereas Trey does not really have that standing. So while I agree with you, it would be nice to have him do that. The other thing is that Bryce has played outfield more recently than Trey has played outfield. And I think it's more reasonable to think that Bryce could go out there and play a solid left or right field than Trey Turner, who hasn't played outfield in 7 years or something, going out there and doing it. So
Before I give you my answer for question of the day,
yeah,
here's a question that I would love to know on the Trump's some truth serum or a polygraph with Bryce. Does he regret lobbying and bringing Trey in?
I don't think he does. Like, he made an error yesterday? Is that why we're all trade up right now? He's been good this year.
Let's not act like this guy randomly makes errors. This guy is an error machine. He's a very below average defensive shortstop.
Sure.
And he makes common plays look uncommon, and that is the problem with him. Nobody's going to argue about his offense. I mean, we'll get up and down when he's hot or cold, but still, at the same token, he's a great offensive batter when it comes to his position. The problem has always been his defensive abilities. And the fact that it seems like, again, he won't move to another position and they're having issues not doing that. I just wonder, and his heart parts, he goes, man, I really wish we wouldn't have brought that guy in. We would have got somebody else. That's where I'm at.
Right.
As for the question of the day, the place that I would love to visit is a place my wife and I have always talked about since college, and that's going to Australia, and more particularly going to Steve Irwin's zoo in Australia.
Steve Irwin has a zoo?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's had a zoo there. Obviously, his daughter runs it now.
I didn't know that.
Always a place, you know. I'm sure Jack has no idea who Steve Irwin is, but
I know who Steve Irwin is.
All right, thank you for the
easy
call, Chris. By the way, my wife also terrified of alligators all the time.
I saw your tweet though. Like, you don't know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I do not.
I don't think anyone does.
No, and if people were responding, it's like, duh. It's like, all right, you just Googled it. Like, there's no way you already knew.
Well, what is the difference?
There's one is more aggressive than the other, and their snouts look different. So I guess one of them has a pointy, like, front of the head, and the other one has, like, a more square front of the head.
I think crocodiles are smaller, too.
I don't know. All I know is my wife thinks there is an alligator coming out of every body of water anywhere. We were in the Poconos once, and she with our dog, and she said, should we get close to the lake? What if there's an alligator? And I was like, in the Poconos.
Wow.
And she's like, yeah. And then we were at Disney World, and there's
what
like
about a, at the ocean? What about at the Jersey Shore?
She's also scared of alligators, and there's like a man-made like little lake thing at the Disney right where we were staying. She's convinced that there's an alligator in there.
But at least that makes a little bit sense.
Well,
in Florida.
I said, Val, like, do you think that alligators are eating people at Disney World like all the time, and we just don't know about it?
Yeah. Well, did you go on the...
Don't you think you would have heard of that?
Did you go on the safari when you were there?
No. I'm not into that stuff.
Why?
Well, because animals
can't... Well, I remember when I was 8.
Yep.
I was fully bought in on the poachers. Like, I was so upset that there was poachers there going to kill the animals.
Really?
They really sold it well.
Yeah.
Like, they sold it well that there's really these poachers.
You thought it was real.
And I was like, that's... I think they saw the truck. I was like, that's a truck. Someone call the cops.
And you were like 17 at the time, right?
I was 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't an adult Disney goer like you.
Stop. Adult Disney goer, not an adult Disney person, though. Not a Disney adult.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Cause for concern about the Phillies weekend. It's not a weekend sweep.
Yeah, they got swept.
Yeah. Is there cause for concern the Phillies get swept against the Brewers? 215-592-9494. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Pan Oaks Golf Club. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.